Will you stand just for a moment, you? We thank you in the presence of the Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you, Lord, for being here today again. We thank you. I don't think we can thank you enough. You're just so good. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray that you would anoint us to minister this word. Help us, God, in Jesus' name. Help this word to bring about a change in us, God. Help every time we hear the word, we change a little bit more. We ask it in the name of the Lord. Bless all those ears that hear. We ask it in the name of the Lord. We glorify you today, Lord. We are here, and we're waiting on you, and we're waiting on your anointing in Jesus' name. I want to say hello to all the visitors. If you all would like to see some, you may be seated. These visitors here, do we know them? Sister? Yes, ma'am. Well, praise the Lord. And you a sister? Huh? Camel. Okay. That's the camel. And this is?
I'm her son, Keith. One of my friends at work told me about this church.
Wow. Yes, that's precious. Oh, yes, uh-huh.
We used to go to church down at the local Christian church.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, wow.
Too much money.
Yes. Yes, we're glad to have you here. Take your Bibles and let's go into the Word of God. I'm so happy to be here. So glad to see faces. Sister, did you have, we didn't want to skip you, honey. Yes, ma'am. Tell us who you are. Oh, yeah.
And then, my girls, when I pulled up, they were like, this is where our teacher is.
Oh!
The quail ribs last year.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, so we were.
Yes. We're glad to have you. Praise the Lord. Yes, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We hope you come back. We're just glad to have you and the children. And we are planning for the children. I don't think we don't, but we're just glad to have you all here. Give the Lord another clap before we start. I want to talk of something that the Lord has been dealing with my heart for the last month, I suppose, because I was out here, and we came out here for the holidays. I was getting up, and yeah, just digging at this, and I'm telling you. But we thank God for Jesus more than we ever have before. Well, what he somebody said, well, we're studying the feast of the Lord. Very interesting, very interesting. It just blow your mind. And I'm thankful for Brother Mark Blitz. I thank the Lord that we met him, and I thank God for the understanding he's given us. I want to turn to the 8th chapter of Romans, and I want to talk about two laws. Two laws. You know, a law is anything that a person is expected to obey. And right here today, we have a law working in us. It's either the law of spirit and truth, or it's just another law. And we're going to find out today what Jesus did again. He is so wonderful. This is Paul's writing to the Roman church. We know the Romans were heathens and such. But he's writing to the Roman church here, and he says, and we've read these scriptures over and over again. But he said, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh. See, that's the thing. There it is. But after the spirit. If you are condemned today, and I don't know, when God give a message, it's always for something. So if you're feeling condemned today, you're walking in the wrong law. Because there is no condemnation to those that walk after the spirit. In your heart, somewhere you know. Somebody say, well, you know you're going to heaven. I sure do. Because the Spirit bears witness with me that I'm a child of God. That don't mean I got a halo. But the Spirit bears witness that I am a child of God. And listen, this year is a year, and well, it should have been long. But we must know we are who we say we are. You got to know it. When Peter walked up to this man that was at the gate, he said, "Silver and gold, I don't have that. But such as I have." Now, how he know he had some? You got to know what you got. I got to know what I got. We're not going to help anybody if we don't know we got something. You know, if I ain't got no nothing to give you, what I'm saying it for? You know what I'm saying? If I go and tell you, say, "Look, I'm going to help you, and I'm just as poor as a turkey," I mean, how can I help you? I got to know what I got. I have to know. You got to know. But let me tell you something. Don't let the devil fool you any longer. If you are a child of God, Christ lives in you. If you have asked God to forgive you your sins and you've been living, to your understanding, He don't judge you for nothing you don't know. I think all of us have come into a light that we didn't have. Ain't that right? Praise the Lord. But God today is telling me and telling you and telling us, this is the hour and the day He's going to tell you who you are. You're going to know who you are. Praise the Lord. So he said, there's not. He said, listen, this is Paul talking to the Roman church. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ had made me free from the law of sin and death. For you see, wait a minute now. The reason why people can't do this, say, "I can't help it." They're right. Because they're in a law. And when you're in a law, it's duty bound for you to keep it. But when you come out of the law of sin and death, and the Lord baptized you into the body of Christ. Yeah. I'm going to do it to her. When you're baptized into the body of Christ, you got something that can whoop the devil. Amen. Hello. You don't have to talk about the devil made you. The devil made you do nothing. Right. Now, the devil don't make you do nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. So he say, listen, but what the law could not, see, this is what we got to understand. What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. Isn't this wonderful? God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for the sin that was in man. He condemned sin in the flesh because Jesus came and lived it. So now if you want to immolate anybody, let's get in this Bible and immolate him. Because there was no sin in him. People got sin in them. Sorry. The best people. Lord teach you that. He'll teach you that. The person you lift up the highest will fall the hardest. Mm-hmm. Well, let that alone. Listen. He said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. Now, the law is good. Paul said he didn't know nothing about anything about his flesh. He didn't know that it was a sin to covet. He didn't know unless he saw the law. Because nothing is really imputed unto you unless it's wrote. Did y'all know that? And so when God gave Israel the law on the tablets, he was kind of with them because it wasn't wrote down. So when you write it down, it puts it in force. Okay, you go buy something. Did you get a receipt? Righteousness is God, Jesus' receipt. We got a receipt. We can show you what he did. Hallelujah. And we can show you because our hearts feel what he did. Hallelujah. Because he said, "I'm going to make a new covenant." Oh, I love it. With Israel. Oh, I love what he did. He said that the law was wrote on stone. You can't, stone is not, but he said, "I'm going to write the law in their minds and in their hearts." God wrote his law in your mind. God wrote his law in your heart. You can live right. You can live righteous. You can do right. You can say, "Well, the devil." No, the devil ain't made you do nothing. You can do this thing. If you ask God to save your soul, you have the strength to overcome. Because his law is in your mind and in your heart. And it's wrote in there. Isn't that wonderful? That's what Jesus did. Give him praise. He put his law in your mind. I just love it. Hallelujah, Jesus. For they that are after the flesh. Now, you got to go listen. When God put his law in your mind, he don't put no rope on you and make you do nothing. You never become a puppet. You always can do right or wrong. You know why I know that? Because the angels was right in heaven, and they decided they wanted to do their thing, and there they are. The devil was in heaven. So God gave you a mind. Say, "I got a mind." Amen. But he keep telling us to have our minds renewed and the renewed and made new in Christ. But you got to humble yourself and say, God, I want you to do something with me. And then David said, he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and put a right spirit in me. Listen, you're going to always have to depend upon God. You ain't going to never get so holy that you get holier than holy. We're going to need each other. We're going to need to pray. We're going to have trials and tribulations. We're going to go through things. We're going to fail. I'm sorry. Because sometimes you think, well, I got it. And you look up and you slip right in that place you thought you had it. Come on now. Without Christ, you can't do anything. So what are we going to do all day long? He say, pray without ceasing. I sure understand that. Because your mind have to stay on Jesus. He said, because the kind of mind is at enmity, it's an enemy of God. Number 7, for it is not subject to the law of God because it's a law. You understand? You are keeping a law. Neither indeed can be. So then, number 8, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh. Listen at this. But in the spirit, and this is what you got to realize. And there's another scripture I want to read to you. He said, reckon yourself dead. Watch out. Well, I'm still alive. No, you reckon yourself dead. I found out something, children of God, well, since I've been saved. It's something about going over and over that word in your heart. Honestly, it's something about it. Amen. It's something about it. This lady, I see the... I don't know if y'all seen this testimony. Her dog bit her and bit her lip off. She had a mouth closed and glued and all this kind of stuff. She took a picture that she had of herself before that happened and stuck it on the refrigerator. And every day she said, God, this is the way I'm going to look. Just like this. I'm going to look like this. And she kept on saying it every day. Don't give up. Don't give up. You got something that you got on the agenda for God? Stick with it. Pray until it comes. But so Dave, I don't care how long you've been praying. Keep you alive, ain't you? Long as you got breath, keep on praying. And she prayed every day. And she said, Lord, by your stripes I'm healed. She said, Lord, I know you didn't make me like this, and my dog didn't mean this. Her face was messed up. She showed that too. Ugh. And she said, by your stripes, Lord, I'm healed. By your stripes, I'm healed. Every day. Now somebody said, well, I done said, by your stripes, I'm healed for 10 years. Say it for 10 more. Amen. Say it till you get it. Because he's not going to let you down. And when you get ready to give up, that's the time that he was coming. Right. Watch it. And do you not know that woman is out testifying now? She looked just like ain't nothing untouched her. And that, I said, that sells it. Right. That sells it, Lord. So Ernie was saying, yeah, I got it stuck everywhere. I got one in my bathroom stuck up. Lord, I need some musicians. Got one on my freezer step up. Lord, I need it. And I got it stuck everywhere. What you? Because I'm believing God. And I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to keep on going. If he got said, now, Lord, can you hear me keep on saying this? I talked to him. Do y'all talk to God? Yeah. I said, do you talk to God? Amen. Praise the Lord. But as I go, we get off of that into the Christian walk. I know that there's something in me, hallelujah, that fights me. And Paul said it in the first chapter of Romans. He said, you know, I just wrestle. He understood. He said, then he said another Christian, he said, I'm going to get under mind and keep myself together too, lest when I done told other folks, I be cast away. See, it's easy to tell somebody else what to do. Watch it. Hallelujah. But you need to do what you're telling other folks. And so he said, I'm going to keep under myself. So he said, I see a law working in me in Romans 1. He said that when I want to do good, evil is there. Amen. Y'all know about that law. But you notice what he said? A law. It's a law. And I said, Lord, help us to walk in the law of righteousness. Hallelujah. He said, and if Christ be in you, number 10, the body is dead because of sin. Well, because of sin. And the spirit is life because of righteousness. Because of life, because of Jesus, the spirit is life. You understand? because Jesus lives in us. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken you or make you alive, make your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. For he that has not the spirit of Christ, the scripture says, is none of his. I'm talking about you that have the spirit of Christ and trying to go on with the Lord. You are capable of going on if that spirit dwell in you and if you follow that law. There are laws everywhere. You go outside, you go out this door, you're going to get a law right down there. Stop. And if that police sent over there, I dare you to turn that corner. And they stopped. At one time, somebody, I was somewhere, and I see, you know how you do, how you roll? Police, I said, what does he want? He said, ma'am, that sign says stop, not roll. I said, sir, I'm so sorry. He said, you be brown nose. Oh, yeah. I agree with my adversary quickly. While I'm in the way, I'm getting raised your time. I said, oh, sir, I'm so sorry. He said, I'm going to let you go this time. I said, oh, thank you, sir. Girl, you done. Well, you talk with you. You get your ticket. I'm going home free. Praise the Lord. So you got laws that you follow. Is that right? And if you don't follow them, you're going to be in trouble. Praise the Lord. So he said in number 13, he said, oh, I love number 12. Here, let's read that. Therefore, brethren, I'm talking to you, my brethren today, and Sister Davis, we are debtors, not to the flesh. We don't owe the flesh nothing. Say nothing. We don't have to live after the flesh, God. We don't owe the flesh nothing. If we live in the spirit and live in God, we do not owe the flesh anything. Because the law of spirit and life God gave us when Jesus died. Wonderful. Then he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we read these scriptures, they are the sons of God. Now that making more sense now. Because I'm doing what he's telling me to do. I'm following him now. And I'm his son. And you know, you're in his son Monday, and then you the devil's son Tuesday. You got to be the son of one father. Amen. You can't be the son of this one and then you're doing something over here. And I'm saying in your heart. Y'all know what I'm talking about. In your heart, you want to please God. Let me see the hands. You want to please God in your heart. You're not trying to please that man. Hallelujah. Some things we don't understand. But he said, here, listen to this. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You don't have to be scared of the devil no more. Because the Bible says you resist the devil, he will flee. It didn't say he'll walk away. It didn't say he'll skip away. It didn't say he'll jump away. It said he will flee. Yes. Did you notice that what they said? I said, Lord, you didn't say that devil would just, you know, he gonna just, you resist him, he go. No. You resist him in Jesus' name, he gonna flee. And I mean, he getting out of there. Don't that make you feel good? And the Bible say, number 16, the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are the children. Listen, don't be saying, I think I'm going to heaven. You either going or you're not. I don't have to think I'm black. I know I'm black. When I look in the mirror every morning, I know I'm black. And so when I get on my knees and I touch my Father, I know I'm saved. Hallelujah. I don't have to get up. Well, am I saved? You ain't saved. Half saved. You saved or you ain't saved. You say, well, I've been baptized. I didn't ask you that. Are you a child of the King? You ought to know if you're a child of the King. It's something in you. Hallelujah. Yeah, but Sister Dave, you don't know I lied yesterday. But you repented. Amen. You repented of, well, I opened my mouth. You know these attitudes will get you, baby, baby, baby. Hallelujah. My attitude got away. But then you say, Lord, help me. You listen to this now. You're dependent upon God to help you through your weaknesses. God didn't say you wasn't going to weak. He said the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And until the spirit take complete control. You're going to be weak. Now here were the apostles. Y'all know the story. In Matthew, and I wrote it down to different places. Well, Jesus, in his, oh my God, he needed somebody then. He needed somebody. But he walked up there and said, can't you pray with me an hour? And they say, and Peter with his big mouth, like most of us, Lord, I'll do this. I'm doing it. You ain't going to do nothing. If God don't help you, you ain't going to even do nothing. And but he thought he was really bold. He went, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, I'll go and I'll die for you. He meant it. The things we tell God, we mean it. But something in us keep pulling at us. But I don't find out what it is. So I'm praying, say, Lord, let me walk in the Spirit. Give me the law of the Spirit. Let the law of the Spirit dwell in me, Lord. Yeah. And here he coming, and he up there asleep. He sleep. Peter? He called Peter because Peter was the big mouth. Can you not watch with me an hour? I know he was shamed. I can see him wiping his eyes, getting up. Well, Lord, He said, just sleep on. Then he told him something. See, he, listen. God will tell us the absolute truth, but he knows, man. Amen. Did that get you? He said, Peter, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Now, that's going to get in you, Peter, because, see, you already shamed of what you did. That should have got in Peter. I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. God knows our frame. We read it last week, 103 Psalms. He know we just flesh, but he know we don't have to have an excuse to sin. Come on now. We flesh. But you know, the flesh ain't going to lay down. Did you? I know dad and them used to wrestle, and you wrestle something down until he say uncle. The flesh don't say uncle. Not hardly. You wrestle that booger down, he ain't going to say uncle. You ever been wrestling and say, all right, give up. Say uncle. Oh, y'all know nothing about that. That's old time stuff. What do y'all say now? Huh? Yeah, get up. You wrestle that flesh down now. You don't cry uncle too quick. But he know that flesh know you mean what you say. He gonna get up. One of these, you gonna say, wow, look at that. He may not move the first time you uncling him. But you just keep on wrestling him down. Hallelujah. You can quit your sin, and you can. You don't have to sin. I say you human, but you don't have to sin. Come on now. Hallelujah. I want y'all to listen to this now. I ain't picking on nobody, but y'all quit smoking. You quit drinking. You quit whoremongering. Hallelujah. I say you can. And you can quit talking about folks. You can quit doing that stuff. Yeah, but now I got to do something. No, you don't. You don't have to do nothing but follow God. I say, but follow God. Because the Bible says he going to do something to those that hurt the earth. They're going to be, I don't know what they're going to do now. I don't know. I don't know now. But it's not good. Like Donna said, he was drinking. Hallelujah. And God took it away. If well, you got something else, he'll take that away. God will take anything away that ain't supposed to be there. Oh, yes, he will. The blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And all unrighteousness, which is sin. Hallelujah. I say unrighteous sin. I say it's a sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know you try. There are things that we've been trying for years, and we ain't overcome. But you know, I done made up my mind. I'm going to keep on trying. I say, God, I'm going to keep on trying. I'm just going to keep on pressing till I overcome. Now, the main thing when you overcome, when you get to where, you know, you trying this thing, you fail. That's when you need a good dose then. But have it been when you fail, somebody call you and kind of lift you up? You'll see something on the radio, hear something on the radio. You'll hear a song when you turn on your little doodad in the car. Or something will lift you up. God said this morning, I'm always with you. I'm always there. He keep telling us that he's there to help us. We're going to make it, children of God. You hear, we're going to overcome. I said, we're going to overcome because we're serving our overcomer. We gonna overcome. Don't you worry about it. Pastor, I don't try. I know it. We don't try. That's okay. Keep on trying. Don't give up. I say, don't give up. But he that's in us has started a good thing in us. He gonna complete it. I say he gonna complete it. Whatever it takes for him to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever it takes him to do, he's gonna complete it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Where am I at? Hallelujah. I want to read most of this. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just, there are things that I'm telling you that I just wrote. I could write a book. I was writing because I said, Lord, help us. Hallelujah. And I said, somebody said, we don't really know what Jesus done at Calvary. We really don't. We really don't. Because, listen, when God gave Israel the law, this is so beautiful, they couldn't keep it. They couldn't keep the law. That's why Peter said, why are you going to press all this stuff on people just coming in? We couldn't even keep it. There were laws, but you notice what God said, commandments and statutes. And they just couldn't keep it. So I believe God, in his goodness, in his godliness, he looked down. I got to send somebody down there. Jesus said, I believe I'll go. This is our greatest creation, man is. We made him in our likeness, in our image. And the wicked one who decided he wasn't going to obey, he down there now. He down there, you know, so we got to do something here. And God sent forth his son in a woman. I believe that. And she came. Hallelujah. And, you know, I couldn't get it in my head. I could not get it in my head. I read that. I've been digging. Hallelujah. The Bible say when she went down, she was his spouse wife. But now he married her right after she told him that she was pregnant. Watch it. I'm going to throw some on you now. He married her legally when he knew she was pregnant. But he wasn't with her. Because that consummates the marriage. And that's what God told me. He said that marriage was not consummated until she went to the temple and gave that what she had to do at the temple to cleanse herself. Don't y'all get married no more without papers. No, they lost them. I lost them. I lost them. Because that part of marriage consummates the marriage. So a lot of folks been married 5-6 times, don't even know they've been married. I thought that somebody look at me. I'm just saying what the Bible said. It said that he took Mary, his a spouse wife. He was engaged to this woman. Even though he had married her to take her shame away. To keep them from, killing her and stoning her. But he didn't, and the Bible said he did not know her until that child was born. And I said, Lord, why did it say a spouse? He said, because he didn't know her. He says that part, he said, when a man and a woman come together, that consummate the marriage. I said, oh. Everybody look at me. I don't care if you look. you get it. So God want us to live right, children of God. You have to live right. God ain't trying to hurt you. Somebody said, wow, you right, y'all. When the Lord told me that, I said, wow. A lot of times I go, wow. Hallelujah. He's not trying to hurt you. Things he tell you not to do is things that's good for you. Because he's your father. So you ain't not doing this and that because, you know, no, you're doing it because God said it and it's good for you. Amen. Let me read a few more scriptures. I'm going to let you go. Everybody looking at me, Lord. Okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. Y'all bear with me now. When I tell you the spirit is what? Now, is the flesh is what? But the spirit is what? And so what was that he told us to do in Matthew 16:41? Read it. God gave us his spirit to lead us in all truth because we didn't know. What 16, I think it's 40. No. What I say? Matthew 26:41. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke and Matthew and Mark said something about this. John didn't. 40. Is it 26:41? Yes, it. Listen it in. Now, read it out loud now. Yeah. Now, start it for what you can if you think that comes in with that. The flesh is weak. So do what now? To combat that? Watch and pray. One thing I want to leave with you today is the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God. You cannot live holy without that law working in you. The law of righteousness and truth. You see some good people. I see many good people. As a whole, people pretty good. And I've watched people that, you know, the rich folks and people doing this and they got big houses. And I've watched them. But you can't live holy without that law. That law of righteousness. The law, hallelujah, that's not of sin and death. You have to have that law of righteousness in you or you can't live it. You can be a nice person. Because I feel, like I say, I see some lot of nice people. You know a lot, don't you, though? But nice won't get you to heaven. You can't get to heaven on nice. Hello? That ain't what he said. You can't get to heaven on nice. What you do with Jesus today? Hallelujah. I don't understand all that. You just need Jesus. You get Jesus, he'll teach you all things. Everything you need to know, he'll teach you. And he told us today he will be with us. And the things we've asked him, he's going to tell us and teach us. The Lord is calling today. If you're sitting here, I don't care who you are. Listen, it doesn't matter because when you stand, when Jesus calls, when the roll is called, you're going by yourself. It doesn't matter who you are, what your pedigree is, where you come from. If you're sitting here today and don't know Jesus, come up here and we'll pray. And God will save your soul, child. Good Lord for my Zion. Hey, hallelujah. He has a way to do it. I didn't say come join the church because I believe, to me, the church is always open. I don't know. I got a little something. I had to pray about that. But I say come to Jesus. I say come to Jesus. Now, if you need me to open the church, I'll do that too. I did that for one boy. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how people, I've been in this thing a long time. But if you need Jesus, come. You need the Lord, come. I don't look at audiences. I don't care if I got 10 folks. The Lord taught me that a long time ago. And I look and say, well, Lord, ain't nobody in here. Everybody in here saved. But you don't need 10 folks up in here. Lord taught me that. And a lady came up and she said, thank you for telling me the truth. And I was shocked. And so that did it for me. I must have been 20 or something, you know, a long time ago. So I learned that. A lot of times people come to church. They don't know the Lord. They want to know God. Amen. Nobody never give them a chance. Hallelujah. Because something about coming is like you're not ashamed. Because he said he did deny me. Before man, I'm going to deny him for my Father. He's wonderful enough for you never to deny him. Amen. If you need prayer for anything, come and we'll pray. God is a healer. Somebody here need prayer for sickness? If you're sick in your body and need a move of God in your body, I pray. We'll pray together and God will touch you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid. God is moving by his spirit and by his mighty power. He's a good God. He's a good God. Amen. Amen. So nobody's sick. Boy, that's wonderful. Oh, okay. Come on. God really deals with arthritis. Can you get up, sweetheart? Okay. You get up.